Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends.
Oh,
Happy Tuesday to y'all out there. Right? Today's Tuesday? Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Do not ask me.
I know. That was more hypothetical. I was asking the great listeners in the great city of Portland.
Never ask me the day because I'm not going to know.
Although I don't know if they know the day out there because it's such a war zone in this torn city of ours. Fires everywhere.
Oh, don't do this.
You want to know how I always know it's Tuesday?
Frog infestation? How?
Because there is a Dirt and Sprague P1 who is absolutely committed to the bit. And every Tuesday morning when I get up and for the morning constitutional and I'm scrolling on my timeline, I see the same MASH meme that says, "What day is it?" "It's Tuesday." Every week, every Tuesday. Same
interesting.
Guy, committed to the bit.
Committed to the bit, huh?
Yes.
I don't know how much I get committed to bits, you know? I like them. I one time I decided to tell all my friends I was a flat earther. And
I'm sure that went over well.
It did not go well. It went really poorly. Like, I was just trying to have some fun with it. And I was like, yeah, me and Kyrie. Because I love Kyrie Irving, how he plays basketball so well. So I was like, I'll just be like Kyrie Irving, you know? I'll just be crazy like Kyrie. And so I decided to be a flat earther, and I had friends who were like, "I'm literally going to stop talking to you. Like, I will not be your friend. You are not a flat earther, Patrick. You do not think the earth is flat." I was like, I do, dude.
I cannot be around you if you're going to literally be this stupid.
It's like fishbowl lenses, dude. Like, it's a big ruse. The earth is flat." They were like, "Dude, I'm going to punch you in the face if you continue to talk like this." And that lasted like 2 weeks, so I couldn't get into the bit.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 weeks is a pretty good bit.
They were really mad,
that
though.
Is 2 weeks. That's a pretty good bit for
they
2 weeks.
They were really, really
mad.
Like,
I keep a bit going a couple days at most.
Yeah.
I lack the conviction to keep the bit going. Well, that's not true. We've had the serial killer one going for like 3+ years now. That's probably the longest running bit.
Well,
I've ever
is it
had.
A bit if it's reality?
Well, the thing is, I think he keeps the bit going as long as it takes for the body to start decomposing.
Yeah, there you go. See,
back to the bodies.
It's not a problem.
Back to the bodies.
Just, you know, it can't be real if I'm just out here talking about it.
Oh, man.
So, you know, whatever.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. Look at you. You got a beer. This is like the concentric circles of beer.
No, it's just an old 10-barrel sweatshirt.
Okay.
It's comfy. Well, this studio is usually an ice box, so I dress accordingly. I like it.
I don't. Icebox, yes. Or the hoodie.
Well, I like the hoodie.
Oh, okay. I like the icebox.
I just like being comfy.
I literally
I'm all
mentioned
fat
you
and sassy over here, and I like getting...
Walking into the studio as we were starting the show, I said, it's set at 73 degrees in here right now.
Well, maybe Suk wanted to feel like he was still in Portugal last night.
Yeah, he absolutely did not.
Yeah, I don't think... I imagine he doesn't like the studio hot.
No, he used to fight
Oh, that's right.
There's
a fight.
Well, he's a Nordicman.
Yeah, he used to, like, I'll set this thing to 58 degrees, so when they come in the morning, it won't ever get warm.
Yeah.
So don't mess with the thermostat.
I need a bit. I've decided I need a bit.
Mm.
What should we do? 503-864-6326. I need a bit.
Mm.
Probably not. I should probably not ask anybody because then they'll know it's a bit.
It's a midlife bit.
But I need something, yeah. Either here or at home.
I mean, you could have gone with the facial hair.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I lost all patience in that.
Well, then curl the mustache.
Yeah, I don't like it growing that long either. Gets in my mouth when I'm trying to eat food.
Just got to do it at the corners.
Yeah, it's not long enough. It's not a good bit, though.
That's why you grow it out.
That's just like a fashion thing, and I don't want that.
Yeah, I know, but if the bit is that you're pretentious Portland beer guy.
I don't want to be beer guy anymore. There's a reason I'm not in beer anymore.
Wow.
I think beer was
he
done
says,
with me.
Sitting here in a Rainier hat and a 10-barrel brewing
hey,
sweatshirt.
Hey, this is a AAA baseball club, all right? The Tacoma Rainiers, okay? I'm dead serious.
I know.
I've been
to
the game.
But also, come on.
Well, they're the Tacoma Rainiers. I'm cheering for locals, you know?
Uh-huh.
Rainier. Yeah, the problem is, though, is if you tell people you're going to have a bit, then they know it's a bit, and then that's not fun. So it's kind of got to be, like, all natural or something.
Yeah, I guess. I got nothing for you.
You got nothing?
I got nothing. For bit-wise, nah, man. I've got mine.
Your bit is that you hate Shaden Sharp.
Yeah, that's the one everyone throws at me.
And you hate Dante Moore.
Yes.
Those are your bits.
Yes. What's funny is we talk about off-air in between the commercials, and Harris knows exactly how I feel about both those guys, and yet everybody thinks I hate both of them, and it's just like...
Well, you do. I listen to this show. I listen to this show every day, and every day I hear you say that.
It's true. I say it every single day.
Nobody listens to this show more than I do.
Unfortunately.
Well, you do too.
Yeah.
Ah, you missed a day, though.
I did.
I got a day on you.
I did.
Rusty's way lagging behind.
I know, right?
He's lagging behind over there.
He's double dutying, though. Give him a little break.
Yeah, I'm just making notes for promos over here.
Nice.
Your bit is that you hate Shaden Sharp and Dante Moore.
Oh, nice. Great. Great. That'll go over well. I'm sure it will.
Yeah, he's talking about Dusty coming in the studio today. No, Dusty can't come in the studio today because he's not here.
He's not here today.
We run this place today. I'm going to get a text message. He's like, oh, really?
I would just like the record to state that I think Dusty Hera is a wonderful human being. I love his shoes today. I think he got a new haircut. He looks fantastic. Fit on the sidelines.
There's your bit. Just kissing ass all the time.
Again, what's the difference between bits and reality, my friend? sometimes you just gotta ride with it.
So, it's the simple things in life.
Yeah, yeah. Try to keep it simple.
Yeah, well.
I have a good bit with my kids. I love to say, boom, roasted.
Mm.
And they get so mad because they go, that's not a roast. And I'm like, shut up, roasted.
Just old man doing it.
Oh, yeah. I just like give them little zings. And then I'm like, boom, roasted. And they get so mad.
It's even better when you just take all of their slang out of context.
Oh, yeah. The other day I said, bro, 6'7"'s cooked. And they were like, they like their brains couldn't compute. They were like, no, we can't talk about this anymore.
Now I can't use these words anymore.
Oh, in my case, why bro came back, I will never understand.
Bro,
my kids, it's bro, 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 bro. I can't stop saying bro.
Well,
bro.
Except my daughter, she doesn't go bro. She goes bruh,
bruh,
bruh. Look, I did like bruh.
I'm not gonna
bruh,
lie.
Sup, bruh?
It never left for me.
I know it didn't. Well, you go full brother though.
Yeah,
I go full brother.
I do say brother a lot.
Yeah. But you need to be more like Hogan-y or Savage.
Yeah, I'd say.
Brother.
Yeah.
So when my kids say bro, I just
go. What you going to do?
Whenever my kids say bro, I just go bro, 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 bro.
Like the seagulls from Finding Nemo.
Mine. Yeah, because it tells them, they're like, that is so dumb. And I'm like, I'm literally just saying the word that you are saying.
Mm.
So who's dumb now?
Who's dumb now? Idiot. They're like,
I'm the YouTube.
Now I'm a bad parent.
Danny's bit is baiting Northwest sports fans with his obviously fake Raiders USC fandom. I'm not that smart of a man, but that would be good bait.
Dude, that would be such a great long-term play if you faked a fandom. Like, what if you guys found out I didn't go to Wazoo?
Yeah.
That I've never been to Pullman in my life.
Yeah, you just...
I just ride with it.
That'd be good.
Got a fake document at home that has my degree.
It'd be that John C. Reilly meme with the,
Huh?
What?
I don't know what to do here.
Wait, what? I thought you... No?
Nope.
Everything is a lie.
One time I did play a good prank on the great Mike Lynch when we were doing the Hot Corner. Mike would always make these references to Rick and Morty.
Mm.
And I never understood them because I'd never seen them. And he would get so frustrated because he was like... It was like a good zing or a good like response to something. Mm. And he would like chuckle to himself and I would just stare at him like, what?
You got nothing.
And he was so frustrated because he was like, that was funny, Patrick. And I'm like, I don't understand.
Bro, why don't you get it?
Boom, roasted.
And so then I secretly watched every episode of Rick and Morty like 3 times. And then one day hit him with a Rick and Morty quote. And I think he started crying on the air. He was just so proud. He was so happy.
I think the longest running.
And then he quit this job and left me high and dry.
Yeah. I think the longest running bit I had, it was over the course of like 2 months. I've mentioned this story on there before. When I PCS, I transferred bases, and a couple buddies of mine, when I first got there, I knew a couple guys at this base. And they're like, hey, let's go out. And I was like, all right, cool. Where are we going? Like, oh, let's go to the sorority row. So I was in my early 20s. And they had some friends that were going to school there and went down there and partied. And or on the way there, they're like, all right, man, they don't know you. How you want to play this up? Because I had been on leave for like a month. So I had like a full beard. Mm-hmm. So I didn't look military. I mean, I did, but I didn't. You know what I mean? So like, well, what are we doing? Like this is like full on like Super Troopers. What game are we playing? Kind of situation. And they're like, can you do any accents? And I was like, I can do a crappy Irish accent. So my name was, what did I go with? I think I went with,
Danny Fitzpatrick?
No, it was O-something. Was it O'Brien? I think it was O'Brien. I was like, oh yeah, my name is Danny O'Brien. I'm an exchange student from Dublin, Ireland. Just out here for the Aeronautics University. And I did that and kept it going for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, till one night when I was pretty hammered and like mid-accent, I dropped out. A buddy of mine said something to me like, yeah, man, grab me another beer. And completely dropped it.
Oh, busted.
Brother, you could have heard a pin drop in this place. And it was like, hey, yeah, how's it going? I had a lot of people really mad at me.
One of my best friends is from Juneau, Alaska.
Mm.
And whenever he meets people, he gets really sick of saying he's from Juneau, Alaska. Mm-hmm. Because they
just
like
make it up.
They like think he is like
Juneau why?
An Eskimo. Sure. And he lives in igloos and it's dark all the time. And he's like, no, Juneau's down here.
And it's like 500,000 people.
Yeah, it's like, no, Juneau is not, this isn't Nome, Alaska.
It's not Fairbanks.
It's not Fairbanks. Like, we're a lot southern.
You're so not on the Russian-Alaskan ice bridge.
He got to the point where he just started telling people he was from East Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Mm.
You know, big Razorback guy.
Yeah.
Until he met somebody from Fayetteville, and they were like, there's no East Fayetteville. And he goes, oh, no. I'm from Juneau, Alaska. They were like, why would you make up that you're from Fayetteville? He goes, because people think I live in an igloo. And he just, like, shivered away and died.
It's like when I had my fake ID in college at the old Capital Market
McLovin.
In Salem. And it was a terrible fake ID, but they'd be like, oh, it was in Illinois, fake Illinois. It's like, Springfield, huh? It's like, where, what part of the state is that in? And I'm like, South Central? I had no idea.
Mm.
He's like, oh, well, how do you like it out here? I'm like, boy, it's nice to get out of the snow.
Boy, it's nice.
Yeah.
I had one where, totally lost it. Oh my God. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, there good, we go. Good. Well, we got a show for you today. A lot to get to.
Sorry, man.
It's all right.
No, you're fine. It just completely left.
A lot to get to. I ended up counting how many turnovers I saw on Monday Night Football doubleheader yesterday, so we'll get to that. Let's see, some college football. We will all take a shot at Danny for his USC team losing to Notre Dame. Beavs bounce back, also looking to try to get their coach. I got a fun web gem today, but also free consultation at 12:15. So get your questions in, 503-864-6326, where we will give you advice on anything that happened over the weekend, personal, sports, whatever you need. We will be here to help you out. Plus, we'll have an exploratory conversation about how to fire a coach in college football, since we're all obsessed with firing coaches in college football. But when we come back, we have to start in the only place we can start. Buckle up. I'm going to text Schultzy right now to see if he's okay. Mariners fall to the Blue Jays.
I hope so. I don't want to do primetime again today.
Mariners fall to the Blue Jays last night. Jays going to the series. What? How the game played out, what this means for the Mariners going forward. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. A Fendi
bag and a bag. 1018 Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are live, baby, as we always are, from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, youtube.com/1051thefan. Come hang out in there. Gets a little weird in the chat sometimes. Gets a little weird over there sometimes. Come hang out with us. I'll read some texts here. Love you guys. Might want to say some nice things for the M's fans and your audience who are utterly devastated. Copy and paste again. If the Mariners lose game 4, they will lose the series. Bleeping Mariners. I love this text because this is the reality of sports. And this is the question that people ask all the time. And this is why you would rather be there. Because the feelings are the feelings. This texter says, I didn't realize the Mariners never making the playoffs was easier to deal with than the Mariners making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That is why we watch sports, friend.
Yep.
That's why we watch sports. One segment on this and then move on. Can we call it a truce here, please? Yeah. We'll do this once. Mariners fall to the Blue Jays last night in a really thrilling game. A really, really fun baseball game. If you don't have a rooting interest, you know, I mean, the Mariners aren't my team, but I root for them. It's tough. It's utterly crushing. I think Dan Wilson learned a lot of hard truths last night. Your first time in the playoffs, especially in this kind of situation, how you deal with pitchers, how you deal with hitters, how you deal with situations. I texted you guys last night. We were in the group chat. I'll say it plain and simple, straightforward. I'll go from the jump. I thought they pulled George Kirby too early. I think you walk George Springer, and Julio can't keep swinging at sliders on the outside. That's it right there.
Yep.
And your 7-8-9 hitters are trash. But look, the Dodgers' 7-8-9 hitters aren't very good either.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of how you build a team. You can't have dudes that can bat second or third in your 8-9 hole. You just don't. It's not how it works.
Let's start from the beginning. Why pull Kirby after 4 innings?
I'm not
when
sure.
He's pitching that well.
I'm not sure. His pitch count wasn't even that high.
65.
And it was going through third time through the lineup. That's why. I think that's the thought. But I think you're overthinking the room at that point.
He wasn't touched up yet.
His first inning was rough, but it was like Bryce Miller in game 1. His first inning was rough, and then he was dealing.
Yeah.
It was a tough look for me.
The analytics of baseball sometimes can bite you.
Without a doubt. In playoffs, dude, you got to go with your gut.
It's so much. Tito. Tito's one of the best all time of feel. You know, Tito Francona is one of the best. Like, analytics be damned. We're going to run with it. Mm-hmm. Joe Maddon was great with that. Bochy was great with that. Hey, Bum's arm is about to fall off. Lincecum's arm is about to fall off. I don't care.
Yeah, let it fall off.
Let it fall off. This is the guy who got us here. We're going to ride with it, you know?
Yeah, especially because I was worried Kirby was going to get touched up. I know I said he wasn't going to because I love George Kirby personally. He's one of my favorite pitchers in baseball. But there was always that fear there. I mean, that Toronto offense is pretty scary. They hit the ball real hard. Like, they got good bat speed and stuff, so that anything can happen, and you saw that last night. The Kirby thing I didn't understand. I was sitting at the bar with some friends watching the game, and they're all Mariner fans. And when Bizzardo came in to George Springer, I screamed at the TV, walk him. Don't throw him a pitch. Because you walk him, there's one out, bases are loaded, you now have a force at any bag. You can trade an out for a run and still be up by one. Hell, if somebody gets a single, you're still tied at 3-3. I didn't like the Springer move at all because two things in life that I'll never forget, 9-11 and George Springer's a cheater. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were some trash cans down the alleyways of Toronto for that guy to hit that pitch. But also Bizzardo, he missed his spot and hung a fat piece of meat. And George Springer tatered that son B and watched it and sent the Blue Jays to the World Series. This is wild, wild turn of events because I thought the Mariners had it all right there. They had the momentum. It was their game. It was their game.
Have you seen George Springer's playoff history? His numbers?
Yes, I have. It's insane. He's one of the greatest postseason players of all time.
He has 78 postseason games in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He has 23 home runs. That is third all time.
Yep.
Okay. 78 games. So that's roughly half a season.
Mm-hmm.
If you split this up in high leverage baseball in playoffs, his 162 game average would put him at 48 home runs, 98 RBI, 264 average, 883 OPS in high leverage baseball.
That's wild. That's like Carlos Beltran on steroids.
That's insane.
He might have been on steroids.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, you're talking about every time you get up to the plate, you matter. You know what I mean? Like, that's every at bat you have in the playoffs is exponentially more important.
Mm-hmm.
And you are delivering over one out of every four times.
Yeah, I think the approach to Springer was all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he dared you to do it, and you were like, okay, I will do it.
And he said, see ya.
To this texter's point, what about leaving Wu? And I honestly, if you were going to pitch to Bizzardo, if you were going to pitch to Springer, I understand that Dan Wilson brought in Bizzardo to throw to Springer, but if you're going to throw to Springer, I would have left Wu in. Wu had such an amazing battle with Vladdy that Vladdy doesn't strike out this postseason. He does not strike out, and Wu got him. And seeing how he did that with Vladdy, I might have left Wu in if you're going to throw to Springer. The answer is you should have never
thrown to Springer.
You should have never thrown to him in that situation. Put him on base. Put a force out. Trade it out for a run. You're still winning this game.
Mariners fans don't want to hear this, but I know George Springer's a cheater, all those kind of things. What a hell of a story to get drilled, come back, and then do this.
I know.
He's a hell of a player, man.
He's a hell of a player. He didn't even win the MVP. They gave it to Vlad.
Yeah. Well.
I know.
This is the only game that Vladdy wasn't an absolute monster.
Yep. Yeah, they neutralized him. Yeah. And I think that's what Dan Wilson was concerned about. That if he walked Springer, if Lucas got on,
now all of a sudden now
you're in big trouble.
And now it's boy, if you don't get the double play,
yep,
you're in trouble.
And so I understand. I wouldn't have done that personally, but I'm also not a Major League Baseball manager. That's where I live. And it's a sad reality, guys. But you know what? I will be positive for you Mariner fans out there. As someone who has lost two World Series in my lifetimes and game seven extra innings, like, love your team. Great year. Absolute fantastic year. And you'll remember that. If you went up to any of those games, talking to like Luke Anderson, you know, one of my good buddies went to a game, like, you'll always have that memory. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to game one of the World Series with my mom. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that. You had a great year. And you re-signed Naylor. You figure out what you're going to do at third base. Figure out what you're going to do with Polanco. Maybe trade an arm. And come back next year ready to go.
The other side of that coin is, this is the furthest you've ever gotten, and that franchise juju is there.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
I am, but how do you overcome this?
You, by getting back on the schneid, man.
Yeah.
By getting back on. Getting in the cage. Don't go to Cancun. Keep working. No, go to Cancun. You deserve it.
No, you gotta... Mariners fans, enjoy this. This is the, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This is the agony side. You haven't gotten to enjoy the victory at the very top in the World Series. But to be fair, would it hurt more to lose now, or would it hurt more to get stomped by the Dodgers?
Yeah, somebody asked me, like, who do you got winning the World Series now? You think Toronto can beat the Dodgers? And I said, no, I'll take the Dodgers in three. I'll take the Dodgers to win this series in three games. I got a buddy who's a Dodger fan, and he, you know, asked him, and he's pretty he's diehard Dodgers, and he's in my fantasy league, and we're buddies, and he was like, I'd rather play Toronto because we can hit their pitchers.
Yeah.
And you can stop hitting. It's hard to stop pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't want to play the Mariners, because
look, it requires team-wide discipline.
With Wu back, they got they're five deep in the starting rotation. And a bullpen that's nasty, and a 60 home run guy, and also a 24-year-old bona fide superstar in Julio Rodriguez. Like, I'll take the Dodgers in three.
It's a good place to build, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mariners fans, it sucks. But it's what it is, man. That's caring. This is the part about sports where if you come back next year and you do make the World Series, and let's say you win it, it makes this that much sweeter.
Totally. It really does. You got to knock on the door. Go ask the 03 Red Sox how they felt when Aaron Flippin' Boone hit that home run. They won the World Series next year.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down 3-0. Like, it can happen.
I mean, you're talking about bounce backs. The Toronto Blue Jays are 20 games out of first last year.
And
they weren't here.
And Schneider was going to get fired if they didn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the best record in the American League.
So,
be a fun World Series. Game one on Friday in Toronto. Hosting a World Series. When we come back, some thoughts on Monday Night Football last night, as I was wildly, wildly disappointed in just some overall sloppiness. We'll get to that next. But first, there's Rusty with sports.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't want to be your stupid game.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we'll get into the top teams in college football that went down as there was chaos this weekend. We're all going to poke fun at Danny for the Trojans losing to Notre Dame.
Womp womp.
So a lot to get to. You Beavs, stick around. Beavs, stick around. We'll chat a little Oregon State as they have found the committee to find a committee to find a coach.
Yeah.
Web Gems is a good one today. Plus,
is it a committee and a search firm?
It's a committee to hire a search firm.
Yeah. I'm sure they're not getting paid either.
You got two people doing the same job? Gonna have to fix that.
I think this meeting could have been an email.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then free consultation at 12:15. So get your questions in. Any help you need, we are here to give you what you need at 12:15. 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well. Before we were doing the show, I was doing a little bit of research, and was looking at because as I'm watching the Mariner game intently, but I got the Monday Night Football games on the side, so I'm kind of side eyeing it, and I felt like every time I looked over at either game, there was a turnover happening. I counted 8 turnovers between the two games, and then I realized I was wrong, and it was 9 because I forgot that Cooper Kupp threw an interception.
9 times.
Sloppy football on both on all 4 teams involved. Games that I wanted to be really, really good. And for the most part, they were entertaining because it's the NFL. But boy, sloppy football. Can't make me watch that. Can't make me watch 2 games like that. 2 games.
Mm.
Also, RIP Mike Evans.
God, dude. Broken collarbone?
Well, I was worried something else was wrong with him because when he hit the ground, he just like lied there like he was dead. And I thought he like bonked his head real hard.
I've had a host of injuries, like most of them. Collarbone shoulder stuff is not something I've really suffered. I had a partially like, or whatever you call it, like a mild dislocation of my right shoulder playing lacrosse once, and they will kind of reset it and go beyond that. That hurt like hell. Dusty's, I think, broken his collarbone or separated his tore his labrum, I think is what it was. I've got another buddy who's had both labrums and his shoulder fully repaired. Another buddy who's broken his collarbone multiple times.
I got a buddy who's had his shoulder dislocated twice, same one.
All of them talk about how
Dusty
much.
Dusty almost has like a Brian Baldinger finger type situation going too.
Yeah, but the shoulder clavicle collarbone situation, everybody I've always talked to says it hurts like hell.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm like, yeah, dog. The upper body stuff, like, I'm a hard pass on that. And it's like, you know, Evans was dealing with a hamstring, and he's always been dealing with something the last couple of years. And now you're just like, come on, man. It sucks. But
when the window closes, it closes fast sometimes.
Yeah, the thousand yard consecutive season streak is over.
It's over.
That's a real bummer.
He's not coming back this year.
But none of these games were good. They were interesting, but nobody looked great.
The Lions look good.
They did, but even Goff threw a pick, and they were a little chunky. But you know what I want to say?
Jackson Smith and Jigbutt looked pretty
good. I was going to say, JSN and Darnold. Darnold had some throws last night that were layered to JSN perfectly.
Are you ready to come on board with me? Are you ready to jump on this Seahawks wagon?
I think they're the second best team in the NFC West. I think the Rams are better.
I think so, too. I can't wait for them to play each other.
But I think the Seahawks are a good team.
I think they're really good.
I think they're really good team.
And they're still not full force on defense because they've got guys hurt every single week. Yeah. Also, speaking of the hurt situation, like, this is what happens. The Bucs eventually get to a point where you just can't sustain
it.
And Baker, dude, I love you to death, buddy. You got to stop getting hit like that, man. Somebody has got to look out for this guy. Otherwise, he will be next to Mike Evans on the sideline. Yeah. Baker is taking hits, and he's being a G about it.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, look,
he's being...
As the quarterbacks kids, who dust themselves off, he's high on the list.
As the kids say, he is straight gangster. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, he's got it, for sure. But you can only take those hits as long. Eventually, they start catching up to you, and then bam, you're done for the year. C.J. Stroud? Woof. What is wrong with that offense? They cannot figure it out.
C.J. Stroud is what's wrong with that offense.
It's C.J. Stroud. Is this Ohio State quarterback?
I
thought he was breaking the mold.
I thought he was too, but there was a stat that came out of the game last night. He tied a career high with 13 off-target throws.
That's awful. That is inexcusable.
It's just, and it, like, that defense, man, was doing things. That defense was, they were hurting.
They're tough.
But you've got to do something offensively. You've got to keep your defense off the field. You've got to keep drives going. You've got to score. There was a stat that came out of this that C.J. Stroud has played Mike McDonald 12 quarters of football. Played his, I think it was his debut game. He played in the first half of the second half against McDonald. Then he's played three other games. I'm sorry, no, two other games. Something along those lines. I can't remember what it was. But he has yet to put a touchdown drive together.
That's insane. That's insane.
Like, he can't solve him.
Are they the best 2-4 team you've ever seen?
They're up there because that defense is
they're really good.
Nasty.
And I don't understand the C.J. Stroud thing. And I don't know if you're a Texans fan where you go. You can't bail on him.
No.
He's shown that he can be good.
He's not Justin Fields.
No. He's not Terrell Pryor.
No. He's good, but like, is he getting a little bit of the yips because his offensive line is just not there and his offensive weapons are just not healthy? Like, is that part of it? Like, is that where it's coming from?
What is it about Ohio State quarterbacks? I think you said it last week.
It's athletes.
It's that they get athletes and not quarterbacks. Yeah. They got Will Howard and won a natty. Yeah,
ding,
that's
ding,
a good
ding,
point.
Ding,
who won the? Who was? Oh, Cardale Jones. He was like the third stringer.
Yeah, but he also had a cannon for an arm. Yeah. He was less athlete and more. He was more Jamarcus Russell, where it's like just dumb talent.
Sipping on some scissor.
Yep.
You ever had scissor?
No, Patrick, I never have.
It's not very good.
Well, no, it's a legal substance that we are not supposed to partake in. Absolutely not.
It's not very good.
No, I mean, look, the amount of codeine syrup I had for many different injuries and stuff like that, illnesses, range is pretty high. But taking a look at these games, you know what? I can't believe I didn't mention this in the Bucks game. Jahmyr Gibbs looked phenomenal.
Yeah, he's good.
He dump truck, dude. Don't get me wrong. How long was the long run? 78 yards? He had a 78-yard run, which was bad. But he had a run in the third quarter where he just shook off like four guys. Mm-hmm. That was the most impressive run of the game for me, where I just went, damn. Because you think about Gibbs, you think about how elite and explosive and shifty. And like, no, man, he was just hossing. Just hossing, dudes.
I've also decided that Rock Ya-Sin.
Yep.
Rock Ya-Sin is the best name in football right now.
It's a great name.
I really liked Amon St. Brown for a while.
And Amon
Smith
Rock?
And Jigba is great as well. But I think it's Rock. I think Rock gets the cake for the best name in football right now.
It's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's cool.
It's a no-notes name. It's like, well done. Ha-ha Clinton Dix, definitely up there. That's another banger of a name. But, yeah, Darnold, I mean, yeah, he had the pick, but guy, he was impressive. It was an impressive, okay performance. Does that make sense?
It does, because I think that's what Sam Darnold is. I think he's an impressive, okay quarterback. And with where Seattle is and the run game that they continue to attempt to establish at least every week, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but they give it a shot every single week. And an elite receiver and an all-around great defense. You don't need a quarterback. You don't need Mahomes or Burrow or Lamar. You just need someone that ain't going to mess it up. Unfortunately, sometimes he messes it up.
I was going to say, it sounds very reminiscent to what the Vikings were last year.
Yeah.
Until he messed it up.
A great team that don't mess it up. Mm-hmm. And then he threw a pick.
Like, oh, no.
Don't throw that pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, like,
only Brett Favre can throw that pick.
Even in that spot, when you have that upstart team that comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden they win 14, 15 games, they never go and succeed in the playoffs that first year. You got to take your lumps. Happens every time. It's like think of the Sacramento Kings in the early aughts and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta take your lumps.
Gotta take your lumps.
You never get it the first time.
All right, we come back. We'll stick in the NFL as we'll slide over in the comeback of the weekend. I still don't feel good about this team despite picking them to win the division. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
It's undeniable, which means it can't be denied.
Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we'll slide into some college football. College football. Delivered a nice little juicy burger this weekend. With like blue cheese and bacon and all the goods. Blue cheese bacon burger? Is that the go-to?
I'm not a blue cheese guy.
Oh, you aren't? No. Oh, I'm a blue cheese bacon burger
guy. I prefer my cheese
guy.
Without mold.
Oh, well. Is this the time that I tell you that all cheese is mold?
It's different.
It's different because you can't tell.
It's different
because it's not furry. Just cut the fur off, dude.
It's different.
I don't like my cheese with fur.
Cheese is really weird that you can just like cut mold off of it and still eat it. It's awesome. I love cheese.
I can't do that. I see once I see like that blue spot starting to form on the old block of cheddar, I'm like, that's it.
Just
I'm
cut out. It off, dude. No,
chuck it is getting chucked.
You can cut it off. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I'm watching Paramount Plus right now. You know why, Rusty?
Why is that?
I don't care.
Little Barcelona. Barcelona is playing Olympiacos.
Somehow I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's Tuesday, man. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Champions League, baby. Liverpool's on tomorrow at noon. I'd really like a win tomorrow because, well, everybody hates my team right now. Mm. Everybody hates my team right now. You know who I don't hate, and I've decided I am 100% in on, and I know this will come no surprise to you, Danny, because I think you're right there with me on this. Boy, Jackson Dart's an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I'm stoked about
just talking that. Talking to the old boss man Cooley, and, you know, the loss that they took against the Broncos, I read the stat yesterday. Teams that were up or trailing by 18 or more with 6 minutes or less to go in a game were 1 in 3,672. They are now 2 in 3,672 after the Broncos made that comeback in 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Field goal kicking a problem still for the Giants. But with that all being said, if you're a Giants fan, you have to be, like, even with that loss and how much it sucked and how brutal it was, Cam Scataboo, Malik Nabers, and Jackson Dart are a core of your offense going forward, and you should be excited.
Yeah, the only thing is I don't think there's anything Dable can do. Because they should have won this game, and yeah, they're like trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it's like Dart is a dude, yep, and that was the guy that very much, like, that was what they were hinging it on. He's like, and the coaching staff could still be fired.
Yep, we were saying, like, if he wants to save his job, he's got to come in and get Dart going and make Dart look good. And he's done that, and I still think he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
That stinks for him. But switch it over to the Denver side. Like, kudos to Bo Nix, and I love when you call out fans for leaving early. The dude just found a way to happen. Also, that is the most insane number of points to score in a fourth quarter. 33? You're shut out the whole game.
Yeah.
That is so insane that Sean Payton got his guys to stick together and do it. I mean, it helps you play in the Giants. Like, let's be real here. There are guys on the Giants, for sure, but they are not a great team yet. And so you can kind of crawl that back, but I think Denver's playing with a little bit of fire here.
They've been playing with fire all season.
Yeah, and it's going to bite you. It's going to bite you real hard, too, because, look, I famously took them to win the division and don't feel great about that.
I mean, they're leading.
Who's more fraudulent at 5-2, the Niners or the Broncos?
Niners still, but Broncos are hanging on real tight.
So I love this team. Again, they got guys. They got guys everywhere. You know, I thought they were supposed to have the best defense in the league.
I mean, just real quick, play the coin toss here of this. They barely beat the Titans in week one, the Broncos.
I listened to that game on the radio coming back home from Seattle.
They did barely lose to the Colts.
Sorry. Yeah, right?
They did barely.
I was like, what did I do? What did I do wrong here? Yeah.
They lost.
Who hates me?
They lost the Colts by one on the road. They lost the Chargers.
Colts are a good team.
They lost the Chargers by three.
Chargers are also, they were a good team.
They beat the Bengals 28-3 when they were broken. Absolutely broken. It's still, but they, again, a good win against the Eagles, 21-17.
That was the pre-Joe Flacco Cincinnati era.
They beat the Jets 13-11 in one of the most egregious football games I've ever seen. And then they beat the Giants 33-32, needing one of the most miraculous fourth quarter comebacks in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. It's fire.
Now,
but
wins are wins. We don't care about style points in the NFL, all those things. But almost every single game, save the Bengals game, they have had an opportunity to lose the game. Now, they've won it, though. They've won it. Same way as the 49ers.
That's what good teams do. Mm-hmm. They win in those spots.
Cowboys, Texans, Raiders coming up. It's a nice little schedule for them.
You play a very good offense, you play a very good defense, and then you play a very bad team.
Very, very bad team.
Wait, which one is that?
Well, I mean, the Cowboys.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's
whatever makes you feel better.
Damn it. that.
Dude, is this a poop on Danny day?
It is.
I think this might be a poop on Danny
day. That's
why
I'm wearing black, because I'm just dead.
I don't know. Did you see that AI video yesterday?
Mm.
Which one?
Never mind.
Mm. No.
Did I miss something fun?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, we got to talk about it off the air, huh? Mm. Not allowed to be, not on air material, huh? NSFW, as the kids say.
I want to keep this sports related.
There you
I
go.
Guess I'll put it that way.
Mm.
But even then, like, you take a look at this. Bo has had some horrendous halves of football.
Sure has.
The Eagles game.
Rough.
First half, he was horrendous. Against the Giants, he was not good. Fourth quarter, real good.
He's like the opposite of Jalen Hurts.
Although Jalen Hurts is really good in the second half this past week.
Well, because he had to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Patrick was going to call for his job.
Yeah.
And I know he's a P1 of this show, and he doesn't want that.
No. It's tough out there.
I wouldn't call for his job. No. I love Jalen Hurts.
No.
But, I mean, he had that problem.
But
and Bo's kind of got the opposite. Tell you what, though. I'd rather struggle in the first half than the second half.
Yeah. Well,
without a doubt.
Especially when you have that defense, or at least that defense on paper, because the Giants were scoring. It's like, you know, you can find yourself in games.
You can. You can. And the Broncos continue to go. So
barely.
We'll see.
Where they stand. This is a good question. It's not always the best metric, but it's a metric that I really like. Taking a look at point differential. Let's see where they are in the AFC.
Point differential? Points? They score points here?
They are plus 36, which not bad. Not bad.
Who's leading the NFL?
But 25 of those 36 come in one game against the Bengals.
Ooh, yikes.
23.
Yeah.
So in their other games, they are the other, what, let's see. That
20 to 12, 29, 28, 23, 20, 28, 3.
In their four wins, they are plus 11.
21, 17, 13, 11, 33, 32.
So
13, 11? You got 11 points? I forgot about that Jets game.
Less than 3 points difference in their four wins.
So you're equally good as you are bad.
You won throttling, and then you're damn near neutral.
Are they the Cleveland Guardians of the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah.
We went into the playoffs with a -6 run differential.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, the Chargers right now have a winning record with a -12. The Jags have a winning record with a -9. The Steelers are 4-2 with a +10. You go over the NFC. The Eagles are a +5 at 5-2.
That's because their second half can't do squadoosh.
The 49ers, to this point, are +7 in their 5-2 record. The Bucks are 5-2 with a -1 point differential.
That's how as bad they've been now.
Here's what's crazy. The Bucks at 5-2, the Arizona Cardinals at 2-5, both have a -1 point differential. Football!
Oh, boy,
NFL. That's just figuring out how to win versus figuring it out how to lose.
Yeah, that's it.
One thing the Cardinals have always been good at.
And do you like Todd Bowles or do you like Gannon?
Mm.
I'll take Todd Bowles.
I'll take the Bowles.
I'll take Todd Bowles.
Mm.
Todd Bowles, good football guy. When we come back, let's dive into college football. The big boys fall. A lot of shakeup. Where do we stand after the week in college football? We'll get to some Oregon Duck chatter. We'll take some web gems. Take your free consultation questions are coming in. Coming in hot. Lot of good ones. 105.1 The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.